Behold, I am making all things new. As recorded by St. John in chapter 21 of the book of Revelation, that is the solemn promise and sacred word of the Lamb once slain who lives forever. All things will be made new in the eternal kingdom of God, and all who have been made a new creation in Christ will live forever and share in the unbounded glory of God the Son, the risen Lord Jesus, who governs the entire cosmos as Pantocrator, or ruler of all, world without end. In today's second lesson, St. John describes the New Jerusalem and the life of the saints to come in the heavenly city, where the church is eternally gathered to her Lord as a bride is joined to her groom. Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. For the former things have passed away. Behold, I am making all things new. But that glorious vision is of the kingdom of God, which has fully come, a day which has not yet arrived. So between our day and that day, we live in the time in between, the time of the church's mission to the nations, the time of fulfilling the Great Commission to proclaim the gospel and celebrate the sacraments of the new covenant for the salvation of the world. And in this in-between time, when the kingdom of God is already in our midst but not yet fully realized, we must heed the words of the Apostle Paul from our first lesson today. It is necessary, Paul writes, for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. These words of Paul are recorded in chapter 14 of the Acts of the Apostles, which tells us of the missionary preaching of Paul and Barnabas in the region of Anatolia, the western two-thirds of modern Turkey. In the cities of Iconium, Lystra, Antioch, Perga, Derbe, and Attalia, and in the districts of Pisidia and Pamphylia, Paul and Barnabas proclaimed that Jesus Christ is Lord. And by the word of God, they called people to conversion from sin and to acceptance of the grace of salvation in Christ Jesus. Many people who heard that preaching did receive the gospel and became disciples of Christ. But many others responded to the church's mission with contempt and even with murderous rage, which is why Paul and Barnabas were physically attacked and why Paul was stoned by a mob and left for dead. But despite that opposition and persecution, the mission went on. And as we read in Acts, Paul and Barnabas appointed elders in each church and commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. As we saw last week, the word elder in Greek is presbyteros, but another rendering of that word in English is priest. In other words, Paul and Barnabas were, as we would now say, ordaining priests to continue the church's mission in all the local Christian communities. And so they began the work of proclaiming the dominion of Jesus Christ, a work which continues to this day and will continue until the last day, the day of the Lord, when the kingdom of God will come finally and fully, and the risen Lord will make all things new. But in this in-between time, how are we to sustain our faith in the midst of opposition and suffering? How are we to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God without surrendering our Christian joy? How can we press on in fidelity to the word of God, as Paul and Barnabas did, and still call others to saving faith in Jesus Christ while facing derision and contempt from those who reject the gospel? Well, we can do these things only by heeding the command of Christ the Lord, to love one another with his own love, a love stronger than hatred and death. The words of the gospel today are taken from St. John's account of the very end of the Last Supper, when the hour of Christ's passion and death had finally arrived. John tells us that when Judas left the upper room to go bring the temple guard to arrest Jesus, the Lord said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Friends, receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ in the obedience of faith and following Christ in the way of the cross is the very hardest way to live a human life. But it is also the very best way to live a rich, full, and authentic human life against the horizon of eternity and in keeping with the power and the wisdom of God. Yes, being a disciple of the Lord Jesus always entails hardship of many kinds. But following Christ also leads us through the way, the truth, and the life to the freedom of the children of God, and then to our transformation by God's grace into the life of the new creation, a life which begins even now in holy baptism. To be disciples of Jesus Christ, we must let go of all our false selves and then be converted from sin and selfishness of every kind in order to love others as Christ loves us. But if we trust the Lord Jesus more than we trust ourselves, and if we allow him to change us by grace through faith, hope, and love, then despite the suffering we will endure, we will lead others to follow Christ too, and then together we will find in the church the beginning of what will come fully in the eternal kingdom of justice, love, and peace, where the risen Lord will say forevermore, "Behold, I am making all things new." And that is made possible only by the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, in which he became our Passover and our peace. Christos en esti, Alithos en esti, Alleluia. Alleluia.